We're joined by the head coach of the boys wrestling program at Trenton High School in Charlie Bacon. He called it a great opening day, solid start to the season at the Tiger Mat Classic down at Marceline High School. I was down Marceline broadcasting basketball last night. Got to see that facility. It's a nice facility from the outside, but as Coach and I were talking, the facility works, but it's pretty small. It gets loud in there, I'm sure. Do they use both facilities for that event, Coach, the new place and the old gym?
Yeah, it does. And it was, I mean, that small gym was packed. They had all of the girls and the B pool in there. So by the end of the day, I mean, it was full.
Hopefully we're that packed at Trenton High School tomorrow night, because there is a big middle school and a high school wrestling quad going on tomorrow at THS.
Yes. Yep. We've got Gallatin, South Harrison, and Penny coming to Trenton. So we should be a full night of wrestling for us.
If you're a Trenton wrestler, I think, you know, that duel with Chillicothe you always have in January is going to be kind of the one that you circle on the regular season. But especially as Trenton joined the GRC, Penny's always kind of been a rival to Trenton in these different sports. And you know, you want to kind of establish yourself against South Harrison and Gallatin, too. So all three of those teams you want to do well against tomorrow night.
Yeah, we do. You know, we kind of created this quad last year. Last year it was just a try between Penny and South Harrison, and Gallatin decided they wanted to jump on board because we usually had done a try with them in South Harrison. But it's a quad that we want to do really well and have a good showing for, because these are two of them are GRC opponents, and we're going to see each other a lot down the road, so we kind of want to establish that early.
I don't know. I often ask this question, but you know, this is, you know, obviously sports are just kind of like the regular school day. If you're in a classroom, you know, you're a coach, you know, you have science class, you got, you know, social studies, math, all that. You get grades in those classes. What would you grade out your team from Saturday, Coach, if you had to give them just as a team a letter grade from their opener?
I would say, honestly, a B. We, you know, our guys that were in the A pool, they just absolutely dominated. You know, I talked about our three champions, Mason Ronji and Hunter McAtee and Sam Gibson. They just had absolutely phenomenal days. Ronji, he gave up some back points in his first match, and we were kind of playing catch-up in that match, but we came back to win all of our other matches, and due to common opponents, he ended up getting first, and nobody scored an offensive point on Hunter McAtee, and I mean, that's saying something. And also Sam Gibson, nobody scored an offensive point on him either. So I would give those two A's for sure. And then I had some B pool guys that really showed up as well. You know, Cooper Hauser at 126 pounds. He went 4-1 on the day, and for a freshman, his first varsity tournament, and you know, there's some butterflies there. I thought he did a really good job. And also Braden Wiggins at 165. He went 3-2, I believe, but gained a lot of experience because he was a first year wrestler last year.
In wrestling, and I know it can be different in different sports, and just depending on how the kids handle it, when there are, you know, butterflies before that first, you know, wrestling experience at the varsity level, does that generally kind of dissipate after 30 seconds to a minute, Coach, or do you kind of get the sense that with a lot of kids, they're just nervous throughout the whole thing and just trying to figure things out as they go?
Oh, in general, I think it dissipates throughout the match. You know, we drill things so many times in practice that they realize it's just wrestling, and we've drilled these things 1,000 times, and eventually kind of muscle memory overrides the nervous system. So hopefully we can kind of fall back on our practicing.
So you mentioned Mason, Hunter, and Sam all had just really dominant Saturdays down at Marceline. I get the sense, Coach, and obviously, yeah, knowing those kids a little bit and kind of knowing what makes them tick, those are three kids that they can set their goals really high. At the very least, they want to be wrestling on that final day of the season down at Missouri on that Saturday in February.
Yeah, for sure. And they do have those goals. You know, they've got very realistic goals. And you know, I think Hunter, as far as his bracket goes, he saw a lot of the people that are going to be on the podium at the state tournament. And care of business. And I think Sam is the same exact way, and also Ron. So yeah, very high expectations for those young men, for sure.
I just remember a name from last year, and I think he's back this year, the Colin Arch kid from Palmyra. He's kind of like the top dog in the whole state coming into this year, isn't he?
Yeah, he's kind of that one in a million kid. He's already signed to a college, I believe, and he is, yeah, he's a class one standout for sure. And,
yeah.
You know, Hunter got a chance to wrestle him a few times throughout the season last year, and one of those was in the state finals, and we really did an excellent job in that match.
You know, certainly, you know, I talk about this with all the different, you know, coaches, whether it's, you know, Coach Hickson at CF Russell Stadium or you at the high school, the basketball teams at the high school, just wherever home courts or the home field is, when people come into your barn, you want to perform well because you want to let them know this is our turf and you're going to have to wrestle really well to do some things against us. How much do you try to set that attitude with the boys going into tomorrow night?
Well, we preach that a lot, and, you know, the kids' club comes in after we're done with practice, and I told all of our boys, you know, I talked to the kids' club coach, and they are planning on being there. So when you've got a lot of future potential THS wrestlers sitting there watching, you definitely want to give them an experience to remember, and so I think our boys are up to that for sure.
How much are you going to be watching the middle school matches at 5 o'clock tomorrow, Coach? You're going to have some intrigue and just, you know, kind of for future reference, going to be watching?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it'll, you know, Coach Shields does such a good job with those guys, and I get to see him in the practice room quite a bit, and yeah, I'm looking forward to see how they fare.
So you have coming up on Saturday, you know, there's a lot of excitement about this quad, just all the wrestling is going to be going on Thursday night. But you go down to the Tom Hayes tournament at Lexington on Saturday, Coach. How challenging of a tournament is that expected to be in comparison to Marceline last weekend?
Well, it's this tournament is definitely a different one. We went to it a few years ago, and we had gotten out of it, but it's a dual-style tournament. So I'm kind of looking at the rosters here from other teams, and obviously Lexington is there, Brookfield, and they've got a full lineup. Albany, it looks like Richmond is there, who's a district opponent. It looks like they've got a full roster. So we're looking at some really good competition and possibly some really good dual teams.
Yeah, obviously there's different areas that you try to kind of hit in the regular season just to try to test yourself. But that whole area down there by the river, I guess, you know, most of those teams would be MRVC squads. But your Carrolltons and your Lexingtons and your Higginsvilles, how good is the wrestling down there, that area down in the river bottoms?
Well, they've definitely had some really strong teams in the past. You know, I mean, Richmond is always, they kind of bump around from class one and class two in wrestling. They're just kind of right on the cutoff line. And this year it just so happens they're back down to class one. But they always have a strong team. And Lexington is kind of hit and miss, but it looks like they've got a pretty strong squad this year as well. So it just kind of depends on the year, but you can always expect, you know, Higginsville, who they're not at this tournament, but same area, they've always got a really solid team as well.
Absolutely. What time is the wrestling start on Saturday now at Lexington High?
9 o'clock is when wrestling starts.
Very good. Coach, good luck with the events coming up. We'll see you at the gym tomorrow night. Congrats on the success last Saturday.
Thanks a bunch, Tom.